So, you know, the I think that the concerns raised in regard to the National Finance Committee, which one of the recommendations I would make for that would be that we would have some fundamental orientation so that people who are coming onto that committee could learn something about finance beyond credit cards and maybe home mortgages. But I think that there's, because the work is significantly rigorous, and I feel it's important that each LSB is engaged and involved in the process. And I really love that about this process as it evolved this past year. So I think that perhaps the introduction to this process this past year could have been preceded by some training, which is one of the things as chair I would have ensured that our CFO did, would be to provide training for our business managers and for treasurers so that they would be able to facilitate this process a lot more effectively, and that we wouldn't have had the problems that we're now facing with several LSBs not having had their budgets approved as yet. So there are a number of challenges, I think, that we should look at insofar as the context in which your comments are raised, Summer. This is just what I would offer. It's not an apology or anything of that sort in that regard, but I would just say that, you know, the challenges facing Pacifica certainly have been reflected in the financial situation, and you know, perhaps some of those things could have been addressed a bit differently, and we wouldn't have been in the situation that we find ourselves today.
Okay, Leslie's next one, Stan.
I'd like to suggest that, you know, first of all, I want to associate myself with the remarks of my friend Nia next to me, that up until this moment, this has been a fairly congenial meeting. And I find my colleagues' remarks unnecessary and divisive and, frankly, disturbing to the point that I'm afraid we're regressing back to where we were last year. There was no need for them, no call for them. This body has already decided how they're going to vote, and we all know that. She affected nobody's vote with her comments. All she did was attack another member. I would hope that we do not continue in this vein, although if we do, I will not go so far as to attack a candidate here today and be assured that I could. But I will not, after a year's experience on this body, take this opportunity to make a personal attack. I hope nobody else does. Thank you.
I don't believe that was in order, because it's an election of officers as opposed to a motion on the table. Kimori had his hand up. I'd encourage people to try to think about whether they really need to make comments, because we have a very tight schedule today. I see Kimori in the stack next, and Alex. And hopefully we can move to a vote very soon, because if there's nothing really substantive to be said, we do need to move forward. Thank you.
I'd like to defend the nomination, because when we live in a world where people are elected to positions, they have to be proven, and everybody is given an opportunity. My working with Mr. Johnson, I do know that as everybody that's been on this board, and I've just been a part of the PNB for a day and a half, that I've already had to say, hey, let's be in accord, let's be peaceful, let's be civil, and let's justice prevail. And what we should be doing is thinking about taking Pacifica to the next level. And as I told my LSB in a letter, that Pacifica right now is becoming from progressive to aggressive. And it's an unfortunate thing, after being on the Pacifica Foundation as a staff unpaid for 25 years. So to defend a person's character over past issues, it's in the past. This is 2010. And even myself, and I'm just, I guess, is this going out on the air? Even myself, because nobody is running against Mayor Fenty because they are afraid, on Monday of this week, I put in my candidacy for the mayor of the District of Columbia. So and nobody knows me, but I'm just saying, that's what I've done, because you have to go to the next level and you can't be afraid with fear.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
My remarks will be brief. I think both candidates have a right to be treated respectfully, and their motives for...
Can we have order, please?
I think both candidates have a right to be treated respectfully, and their motives should not be questioned. I think both candidates have some excellent qualifications. And I must say, I really think it's a little bit out of order for people to express their preferences during this discussion. After all, this is a secret ballot. What's the point of a secret ballot if everyone's going to say who they like over whom? I think it would be more appropriate to, if you want to make a comment, to say what kind of qualities you're looking for, and if you feel like asking one of the candidates some questions, that might be appropriate as well. But I don't understand what all this discussion about who you like better than whom is about.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Tracy?
I would suggest, for the sake of mutual sanity and respect, that we simply confine this process for as long as it goes on to asking the candidates information, questions that we feel we need the answers to in order to make up our minds, if that is the case, and to request for supplementary information. I am deeply concerned in terms of how you are all going to vote, but if that is the case, I will ask you privately. I don't need to hear it in this forum. Thanks.
Fair enough. I don't see any other names for the stack. Summer, I think, has prepared some ballots. I take it we're going to dispose of this entirely and then move to the next officer.
Let's take the vote.
Right. Okay. Let us know if you need any more on this side. You have enough? Who's going to come?
Excuse me, Joe. Can I respectfully ask of the body? Can I respectfully ask of the body that we have a listener? Excuse me. Can I respectfully ask of the body that we have a listener sit at this table to give us our results?
Well, we need somebody to count the ballots, certainly.
I'm somebody to sit at this table. Somebody that would like to volunteer to sit at the table and count the ballots. There we go. We have an attorney.
Does everyone get it? Does anybody not have a ballot? I guess. Yes, I will collect them from each other. Sharon, would you please, Sharon, would you please collect the ballots since you're showing some enthusiasm? Please come to order. We have the election results. Ricardo, would you please announce?
Yes. The vote tally is George Ryder, 13, Campbell Johnson, 7, and 1 abstained.
So George is now elected chair of the board, and I will turn the chair back over to him.
Okay. I am pleased to be able to accept this position. Let's see, the next item is the election of vice chair. We have nominations for vice chair. I see Kathy and then Jennifer.
I would like to nominate Joe Gonzalez as vice chair.
Seconded. Is there any other nominations for vice chair? Leslie.
I'd like to nominate Campbell Johnson for vice chair.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Okay. Hearing none, the nominations are closed. I'm sorry? Hearing none, nominations are closed. We'll take questions for the candidates. I think we'll just have questions and response. And please make your questions brief and your response brief. We are actually going to be over time for lunch, and it is being prepared for us. So would anyone like to ask either Campbell or Joe any questions?
What's for lunch?
I don't think they know.
That's an unfair question.
Well, hearing no questions, we'll move to a vote on this. Oh, I'm sorry. Absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. There should be a candidate statement first. Campbell, would you like to go first? Joe, would you like to go first?
Sure, I'll go ahead and speak. Thank you, Kathy, for nominating me. And also thank you to the people who did approach me over the weekend to ask me to run for chair. I did consider it seriously. I do, okay. And I think I told people who have talked to me and still believe that certainly from a standpoint of we have a lot of business to get done. The main function of a chair is to run efficient meetings. And I think George is the best person suited for that role. In terms of the role of vice chair, and I guess for that matter, for the role of chair, it doesn't have a specific portfolio. It's whatever role, I mean, aside from assisting the chair and running meetings as necessary, whatever role responsibilities are designated to the officer by the body. And to that extent, all I have to say on that is to commit to be to serve the board in that capacity as well as I can, and also do whatever work that I can to build consensus around issues that we're going to face in the year coming forward.
Campbell?
Okay. And I thank Andrea as well, because she did also.
Yes, one of the things that I had not mentioned previously at all, and when the request was made for someone to serve as secretary, I really sat on my hands because very frequently I've been in organizations where I initially served as secretary, and I think that is such a critical position because you are the corporate officer. You're the one who does the signing. You're the one when people say, well, did you do this on thus and so date? You have to answer that question and provide a report on it. And I think that as secretary, I've oftentimes had the opportunity to help an organization get more rigorous in terms of accomplishing its responsibilities in regards to a board, fiduciary responsibilities. I've dealt with some rather challenging situations, and I would feel as vice chair that this is certainly one of those kinds of situations in general. I've been president of a 394-unit tenant association during a time period where we were able to, in rent control, stop the landlord from $150,000 worth of increases per year. I've served as chief negotiator for the tenants very frequently. I've been a tenant for 30 years in that particular building, and it had been a challenging and interesting experience. You're all familiar with my background in banking and finance and whatnot, and I think that there's a lot that could be added in that regard. There's been, I think, some consideration, although not as much as should be, with regard to the orientation for board members here. And I think, I do believe, as some people have said, that if we had a more, is this mic? I got a new phone, and I'm not familiar with the way that it talks to me.
I thought somebody was being rude to you.
I thought it was
you.
Somebody back there. I'm sorry.
I thought they were being rude to the brother.
But I'm just not familiar with that thing, and it hasn't rung both, you know, today at all during this time frame. But I think that it's important to have resolution of conflicts, but resolution that does not at all vanquish the other party, where you can create win-win situations. And these are the kinds of things that I have professionally worked for on a continuing basis, and as well with different organizations, including my own LSB. We've set up some resolution opportunities for conflicts. I know that we've set one up that we want to have our station management engage, and I'm sure that we're going to be able to move forward with that. And this may be a model for the network all the way around. One of the things in serving on the National Finance Committee, we had come up with an off-air fundraising strategy, revenue strategy that would have, for 2010, brought in over $70,000 for our LSB. This is something that can be done network-wide, and it's not doing new and different kinds of things, but doing the kinds of things that we know and understand and just amplifying the positive in that regard. So I thank you very much for your consideration. I thank you very much for the nomination, and I certainly would ask for your vote. I know that Joe is well-known and well-regarded throughout the network, and you know, I would have no concern about continuing my service as a member and having Joe as our vice chair. So thanks again.
Are there any questions for either candidate? Okay, hearing none, we're going to go to a vote.
I want
to
ask a question.
Okay, hearing one.
I sense this as an issue at the outset, but I didn't realize it would continue as so glaringly since I had expressed my concern about the fact that we're talking about having three males in the leadership positions. I want to know, since I didn't get to, I slept on the opportunity to ask the chair, I will ask the contending vice chairs, what you all propose to do about the testosterone rush and the male dominance in this board.
And I'm quite glad to ask you, give you the question.
Let's see.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
You'll be secretary.
I mean, what I say to that, all I can say to that is that I think that the way I look at that is not so much, not only in the context of who is being nominated for chair this year, but the role of individuals who have been in leadership capacities in Pacifica over the years. I think it has been woman-dominated, and that's a good thing, and there's a lot of reasons why Pacifica is, there are a lot of reasons why Pacifica is where it is today is because of a lot of very strong women, especially over the last few years. So I don't feel that the role of women one way or the other is being slighted. To me, it's really a function of the individuals who happen to be of one gender or the other who have come forward at certain times to offer their services. And that's, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, Campbell.
Thank you very much. That's appropriate and astute observation, and I'm glad that the question was asked. The organization that I chair now, the Urban Housing Alliance, has a seven-person board, two males, three females, and females serve in four of the officer positions of the corporation. My first boss an employment situation right here in Industrial Bank of Washington, which is the oldest African-American-owned bank in the country. My first boss was Effie Lee, who and I enjoyed my summers working there. And, you know, I've worked with and for women, and I've had women work for me. I've advocated on behalf of women on a continuing basis. In fact, I got put on probation with the state of Maryland because of advocacy for a subordinate who was working for me. It was a woman who was being discriminated against, I felt. And so I acted to ensure that she would not be. And I don't believe that my position would have meant anything to me if I could not help her achieve her position. And I always have amongst not just, well, certainly for women, certainly for anybody else who is, let's say, below the break even in terms of opportunity, I've always worked to help people accomplish greater opportunity. This is one of the things I've tried for our LSB, and I've provided orientation materials regarding fiduciary responsibilities. I share a variety of documentation, and I have taught previously, and I guess people say, Darren, you talk too much. I've taught corporate finance and microeconomics in college, and so these are things that I think should have enough interest that people would be involved and engaged in them. I hope to make them interesting. I would hope that my involvement would help upgrade the general competence and ability of this board so we wouldn't be in a situation of facing the kinds of litigations that we've been.
Are there any other questions for the candidates? Sharam, you had your hand up earlier. No. Okay.
Yeah, we've just had a female chair, and we have a female ED and CFO, and I've seen both these guys in dresses, and I think we have no worry that they have a healthy balance of male and female hormones. I move that we end debate and vote.
Is there a second to that? Is there any objection? Is there any objection to that? Okay, Summer, would you distribute the ballots?
Point of personal privilege. I don't know why Rico saw me in a skirt.
Okay, we thought we might have miscounted. Does anyone not have a ballot?
I think we need one here.
There's one
miss,
you don't have one?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have one.
Okay. Is this next one that didn't go that way? Do you have another one?
No. I haven't got a ballot. I haven't got a ballot.
Okay, then. Thank you. It's actually end up with a correct number based on the number.
Doesn't
matter.
Rico.
Bill, are you collecting ballots? He is good. Did you get the ones from the other side? Afia? My ballot. Anybody else's ballot not collected? Okay. Let's have the count. Ricardo, do we have a result?
Are Joe Wanzala 14, Campbell Johnson 6, and Kimori Oranoff 1.
Okay, we had a write-in.
That's right.
You're a write-in.
That's fine. Okay, Joe, congratulations. You are vice chair. The next item is to elect our secretary, Alberto.
I nominate my friend Richard Ussel for the position of secretary of this honorable body, Your Honor.
Second. Richard Ussel has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Jennifer? Is there a second for that?
Second.
Do you accept?
I accept.
Next is, Andrea, did you have a nomination?
Yes, Marcel.
Marcel? Is there a second for that?
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair?
I'll second it.
Yeah, we did.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, we did.
Mr. Chair, a point of something.
Well, that's what happens, Marcel, when you leave the room. You've been nominated for secretary.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, Marcel, I'm sorry.
Do you accept the nomination?
No, I have to take notes.
No.
No, it's corresponding secretary, not recording secretary.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
I'd like to respectfully thank my friend Alberto Lorero for nominating me, and I would like to withdraw my name from nomination in support of Fia Wangaza. I have large enough duties as recording secretary, and I respect Fia greatly.
Okay, so we have, so far, Fia Wangaza has accepted. Marcel, do you accept the nomination for secretary?
Mr. Chair?
No.
Mr. Chair, okay. Could we have a little description of, it would help all of us, including our new members, of what the board secretary does as opposed to the recording secretary?
Fia, you've been the recording, the board secretary. Would you? Offices of the Foundation.
Board of Directors. Here we go.
There are certain duties that are set out for the corporate secretary by the state of California, which is the governing authority for the foundation. The bylaws tend to be consistent with that, and it provides that the secretary shall keep or cause to be kept at the principal executive office or such other place as the board may designate a book of minutes of the meetings, the actions of the board, to authorize the notice and the holding of regular and special meetings, to how to authorize the notice and thereof, given any waivers or consents of the names of those present at every board meeting, which is essentially maintaining the roles, and the proceedings of the meetings. Minutes of closed meetings shall be maintained but sealed as confidential, which is more symbolic than substantive. The secretary shall give or cause to be given notice of all meetings of the board required by the bylaws or bylaw to be given, and he or she shall keep the seal of the foundation, which is, actually, I don't even know if there is one. There is. It's locked away in the safe in Berkeley. That's normally what happens, but it's these day and times rarely is a seal used. Anybody who's been to a notary lately knows that.
Right.
If one is adopted and in safe custody and shall have other powers and perform such other duties as may be prescribed by the board or by the bylaws.
Thank you.
In addition to that, to sign such legal documents as may be require a secretary's signature.
Okay. Hearing all that, Marcel, do you want to accept nomination or not? Okay. Are there any other nominations? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part. Are there any other nominations for secretary? Okay. Hearing no further nominations. And with that clarification, we'll go to a vote on this. Someone, would you distribute the
candidate statements?
Oh, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. Candidate statements. Would anyone like to go first? Afia, would you go first?
First of all, I would like to express my appreciation for Richard's sensitivity and his responsiveness. It's a model of conduct that could have avoided us coming to this point. So I really thank him, and my respect and admiration of him increases as a result of this, and I regret having to make him the object or appear to be the object of my protest and challenge to consciousness. And you got to stop kicking the wire down there. This would be my second term as secretary, and it's in large measure really a cooperative kind of event activity. We have a lot of meetings, and there are a lot of notices, but for the most part, the effort is a joint effort, and one that, given the internet, takes little or no effort. The corporate business is actually more often addressed with the chair of the board and the ED. So while there are occasions on which the secretary has to sign, those occasions are rare. I think that it's, as I said at the outset, critical that the face of this organization reflects the diversity it claims to be committed to, and that is in every regard, race, gender, class, ability, sexual orientation, and I don't feel that I could complain without being willing to participate.
Marcel.
First of all, I'm surprised by the nomination, so I'd like to thank whoever nominated me and whoever seconded it.
I did.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And as I said, at my local board, I often treat very serious issues with levity, but it does not mean that I'm not aware of how serious they are. So every responsibility that I have taken on, I've taken on as a matter of honor. And that same matter and mission of honor I extend to everything that I have done. I do not know all the particulars of this particular role as secretary, though I have been secretary in other organizations, which is why I'm so anti-note. But whatever it is, I would meet it with the same commitment that I have met every other challenge that has been put before me. I would, in that attempt, try not only to perform the duties that are assigned to me, but to make the organization that I represent proud of me. So thank you once again for the nomination. If I am elected, I will do my very best. Thank you.
Are there any questions for the candidates? Hearing none, we'll go to a vote on this. Does anyone not have a ballot? We need. Okay. That's good. I've already gave you a bit. Has someone not voted? Grigsby, would someone go out and get Grigsby? We'll use the time to find out what we're supposed to do for lunch, unless someone here knows. Grigsby, would you tell us when and where we go for lunch?
There's lunch downstairs in the building there. There's light lunch without leaving the building in the room that you've been going to.
Okay. I'm assuming we're going to take an hour for lunch. Is that too long? Do people think we should take less? Ah, this is...
Oh, we can't bring stuff in.
We can't do that. We can't bring food in here.
30 minutes?
Okay, I have a motion for 30 minutes for lunch.
Second.
Is there any objection to 30 minutes for lunch? Okay, good. We're at least that much behind our schedule, so it would be a good thing if we got back here in a half an hour. Is still not back. No. We're going to go ahead and count the ballots. If she gets back in time to vote, we'll let her vote.
Will you help me? I don't know. I'm not keeping him. We don't need to keep him. Yeah.
Did you get it in, Leslie? Okay. Ricardo, do we have a result?
Yes, the tally.
Please, please, quiet, quiet.
The tally for the position of chair of the PMB.
Sorry,
secretary. Sorry. Yeah, secretary of the PMB is Afia Nwangaza, 13, Marcel Reed, 8.
Oh. Okay, Afia, you are secretary of the PMB. I want to thank Summerese for her help in getting this ballot out, and all of those who helped in counting. It is time for lunch. The lunch available downstairs is only for the PNB members. It's a box lunch. There's not enough for anybody else. There's plenty of places to go and eat out nearby. It may be a bit of a strain to get back in a half an hour, but we are pressed for time. This meeting will come back to order at 2 o'clock.